Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40. 8:40.
Or 8:50. Wendles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kerry. You want to know all about banking fraud. I know you do.
We do, man. Phishing, old news, apparently. And you know what, Wendy, when we were talking about this off air, I was thinking about the fact that I have not seen an email pretending to be from my bank in ages.
Those fake ones,
those ones used to say to you, click on this link, make sure that blah, 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 to get passwords, pins. And
exactly. And you think, oh, yeah, nice try.
Exactly.
Yeah, when I started working on this story, I also realized I used to get not only mine, but ones that other people used to send me saying, this has got to be a scam kind of thing. So I had loads. But anyway, as you say, phishing is now so last year, if not the year before that. It's now all about vishing, the V standing for voice. So they're catching us on the phone rather than via our emails, according to the Ombudsman for Banking Services, that's Rihanna Stain. She says credit card fraud, it's about catching you with your credit card, has been rapidly outpacing all other forms of fraud in recent months, with especially older people getting sweet-talked by the fraudsters posing as bank officials into revealing their one-time passwords, their OTPs over the phone.
But Wendy, how are they doing that?
Okay, so it's a very clever thing they do and a very scary thing. They get our bank account numbers from the dark web, and that's apparently very easy to do. I've been speaking to the head of fraud at one of the banks in depth. Then they've got to get our login details, the name and the password. That's a bit harder, but malware is the new threat. It's malicious software, computer programs that infiltrate our computers without our consent, obviously. And they can get those numbers from our keystrokes.
Stop.
No, there have been so many victims of this. What they still need, though, and this is the final key to the safe, the final key to be able to shop with our credit cards, is that one-time PIN, which the bank, our bank, whichever bank you're with, will send to you as you're about to do a transaction. So you've already chosen what you buy, you're on Takealot, whatever, you've put it in your basket, now you want to buy. Before it will go through, you know, they send you that final code. So it's either by email or cell phone, whatever you choose. And they need to get that from you. So they're all ready to shop. They phone you. They pretend to be from your bank's fraud department. And that's not an unusual call to get, right? Most of us have had that call at some stage. They've got call center sounds in the background. It sounds so believable. And then they get you afraid, give you a huge fright by saying fraudulent transactions are ready, queued up, ready to go, or they've just gone off, but we're here to help. We can reverse them. We just need you to send us some authentication numbers. Just accept the pop-up on your phone and read those numbers to us. Aww. So they're not saying, give us your one-time PIN, but imagine now you're in a state and these numbers just pop up, you know, the SMS will pop up as a banner or whatever. And then you read them out, and that's actually ironically terribly sad, giving those fraudsters that last key to the safe to get into access to your card and buy things in your name. So the banking ombudsman said that a few years ago, credit card fraud was number 5 on their list of complaint categories. It's now shot up to number 2, making up almost 20% of all complaints. It was only 12% in December, so you can see how this thing is escalating. And she said at this rate, it will overtake internet banking fraud. That's the phishing type of thing, to occupy the top spot very soon. Okay. Another thing to watch out for, she said they've had case studies, and one woman in particular who was asked by one of these fraudsters if she wanted to convert her bank rewards into cash. Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
So thinking about that benefit, she read out that pop-up, that number. It was actually her OTP, or one-time PIN from the bank. And she's then got a few other calls and thought, you know, the same day, and phoned her back bank, and she was already defrauded of 11,200 rand.
Okay, but when are you telling us this? How do we protect ourselves?
Okay, very easy. You don't give away that last key to the safe. That is in our power. They cannot get that except from us. So have your bank's fraud hotline number saved in your cell phone, right? So if you get a call from someone claiming to be from your bank's fraud department, end the call and phone the number that you've saved yourself. In your bank's, in your cell phone, right? Your own, that you don't get it from anywhere but your bank. You go online, you find it, and then ask if your account has been red flagged, and chances are they will say absolutely not. Apparently what these fraudsters also do, they'll say, if you don't trust me, here, phone this number, and you'll hear for, you can hear, you'll see for yourself that it's, you know, ABSA, FNB, Standard Bank Fraud Center.
But it's
phone the number,
one.
And obviously they've keyed their phone through, they've patched it through to the genuine, and you think, oh, okay, and then they say, and phone me back. You phone them back on their cell phone, and they're the fraudster. So banks will never ask you to confirm your confidential information over the phone. Whatever they call it, a pop-up, the code, an authentication, that number is for you and you only. Do not give it out to anybody. You know, if you do get that, if you do get a one-time password, a PIN on your phone, and you haven't been in the middle of a transaction, that is a fraudster doing it. Don't give it to anybody over the phone, no matter who they say they are. And contact your bank immediately. If you haven't done it now, go into your cell phone, first of all, find your bank's fraud number, fraud hotline number, and put that into your phone now so that you can take charge. If you get a call and you don't want to just leave it, assume that it's fraud when it may not be in the call, phone your, you know, you can immediately phone your bank's fraud number.
Sure. Thank you, Wendy. That's
frightening. So this is a thing. It is frightening, and it's escalating at an alarming scale. So especially if you have, you know, older people in your life that might not be all that tech savvy, and they will be lulled into thinking that it is their bank's fraud department, and more importantly, terrified into thinking they have to do what they're told, please warn them know what to do to protect themselves.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you.
Thanks, Kira.
If you need any more information on this, or if you want to get hold of Wendy, you can contact Wendy on Facebook. Look for at Wendy Nola Consumer.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore, Kerry, and Sky.